You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, Weathering a Psychological Microburst. This episode, which is episode 175 of my podcast, is sponsored by Coconut Avenue Book Publishers, the creative avenue for best-selling authors. Coconut Avenue books are available on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Hudson's, Powell's, and many other booksellers and bookstores. Coconut Avenue's newest book, The Capture of Clementine, a children's book written by board-certified orthodontist Dr. Jane Wright, is an enchanting story about the tooth fairy and good dental health. Check out all of Coconut Avenue's books on coconutavenue.com. Let me tell you another true story. I had a law office on South LaSalle Street in the financial district of downtown Chicago for over a decade. South LaSalle Street is a long, straight, tunnel-like street with skyscrapers on each side and with the iconic Chicago Board of Trade building at the very end. South LaSalle Street is an amazing street with rich history. Now, on my blog post on slesovich.com, I have a still picture of South LaSalle Street. If you want to experience South LaSalle Street at night, watch the Batman movie, The Dark Knight, directed by Christopher Nolan. This Batman movie includes scenes filmed on South LaSalle Street, including in front of the building I had my law office in. Anyone who has worked in a city like Chicago understands that skyscrapers can cause their own localized weather events. I used to ride a commuter train into Chicago every morning. It was about a 6-block walk from the train station to my office on South LaSalle Street. One summer morning, I had a meeting scheduled with the CEO of a financial company in my office to discuss an important legal matter. As I left the train, there was a thunderstorm occurring. When I turned onto South LaSalle Street, I was hit by a microburst from the thunderstorms, whose effect was magnified by the tunnel effect of the tall buildings on LaSalle Street. A microburst is a pattern of intense winds and rain that descends from rain clouds and hits the ground and fans out horizontally in a wave. The wind and rain were so strong in the microburst, in just a few seconds, I was completely drenched. Every inch of my clothes were 100% wet, including my underwear and my socks. Even my shoes were filled with about an inch of water. I looked like I had stepped in the shower with all my clothes on. There was no way I could cancel the meeting with the CEO. There was also no way I could sit in a meeting with my wet clothes either, being completely drenched. Luckily, I had workout clothes in my office, as I frequently went to a local health club to work out or run at lunch. When the CEO arrived, I was sitting in the conference room of my law office on LaSalle Street in my workout clothes. She had a horrified look on her face. This CEO had no idea what was going on. I explained the situation to her, showed her the amount of water I still had in my shoes, and we both had a good laugh about what had happened. The meeting went well that morning with this CEO. I experienced a microburst caused by a weather event on South LaSalle Street in Chicago. You can also experience a personal microburst in your own life. A personal microburst is a psychological event that occurs in your own life. A personal microburst is a situation where you experience a strong, rapid, intense, stressful event that causes you to be abruptly drenched and overwhelmed with negative feelings and emotions. For example, an abuse or a betrayal in a relationship, being fired from your job, a health crisis, an unexpected death of a loved one or a friend, etc. How can you weather the storm of a personal microburst that occurs in your own life? consider these three things. Number one, a personal microburst is a realization event. A personal microburst provides a sudden moment of clarity, insight, and realization that dramatically and instantaneously changes your perspective on your life in a positive way when you are facing extreme adversity. A personal microburst helps you reassess your feelings, priorities, values, and boundaries, and leads to a deeper understanding of what is truly important in your own life. Number two, a personal microburst is a catalyst for change. A personal microburst is a triggering event that acts as a catalyst for positive change. It motivates you to make significant changes in your life, such as ending unhealthy relationships, adopting a healthier lifestyle, learning new skills, pursuing a new career, gaining a deeper appreciation for the people remaining in your life, including your family and friends, etc. You change deeply ingrained behavioral patterns. Number three, a personal microburst is a transformational experience. A personal microburst transforms you. A transformation is defined as a process of profound and radical change that reorients a person into a new direction and into a new state of being. A transformation changes the composition, character, and structure of your life and defines a brand new set of behavioral constructs for you in your daily life. You gain new emotional intelligence as you acquire a greater sense of empathy and understanding towards yourself and others. You proceed with courage and confidence in a new, hopeful, empowered state. Weathering the storm of a personal microburst can create a significant positive impact in your own life. I would like to thank Coconut Avenue Book Publishers, the creative avenue for best-selling authors, for sponsoring this episode of my podcast, which is episode 175. Check out all of Coconut Avenue's books at coconutavenue.com. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.